Hello?
Hi, Michael. It's Becky from Deluxe.
Hey. Okay.
So I just tried calling. I just called Medicaid. They said you don't have an active Medicaid account right now.
I don't have what?
An active Medicaid right now.
See, I do not have it.
What'd he say?
I just got done talking to them. They said I had it.
Well, the number I called is an automated number. They said there's no active Medicaid for this account or pending applications. When was the last time you paid the spend down?
Yeah, I did that.
When?
They said I only had to spend like $3 or something. That's the only thing I had.
Really? And when did you spend the $3?
When I ordered my aspirin.
So, I mean, clearly there is a spend, like, there's no active Medicaid right now. What I could do is I could send you a new Medicaid application where you can fill it out and work on it, and then they'll reopen a case and reassess if you are eligible or not. But right now, it seems that there's something blocking your Medicaid. There's a spend down that is not allowing you to get in. Do you know what a spend down is?
Yes, he's supposed to spend it before the next month, right?
The spend down means that there's additional money that you'd have to pay in order to activate your Medicaid. So, meaning you qualify for Medicaid on condition you pay them a certain amount per month.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Just disregard.
Disregard what?
Did I have to spend so much money before I could use my Medicaid?
Well, that's what a spend down is. A spend down means that there's a certain, like, it's kind of like a copay. When you go to the doctor, right, they pay for your visit, but you have to pay, let's say, $30. So it's the same idea with Medicaid. It's called a spend down.
Well, I don't have no spend down.
So apparently you do have a spend down, and that's why I'm saying you have to take care of it before all your Medicaid benefits could be unlocked.
Okay.
I can tell you, sure, if you're interested in taking care of the spend down, I can definitely give you the Medicaid number to call to find out how much you owe and if it's worth it for you to pay it.
Wait a minute. Okay. Wait a minute. Now, what is their number?
Their number? Hold on. Medicaid. 1 second, I'm getting it for you. Okay.
But they told me if you guys call me, just to tell you guys that I have HealthLink Medicaid.
What Medicaid do you have?
Something called HealthLink. Who are you? You were Deluxe, right?
Yeah.
You're the one I'm trying to get.
I'm just not exactly sure what you're talking about. HealthLink?
You are Deluxe Home Care, right?
Correct.
And you said that I'm not eligible for you guys to come clean up my house?
Well, you'll be eligible once you get... Once your Medicaid is unlocked. Right now, there's a code that is locking you from using any of your Medicaid benefits. You can't use right now because there's a spend down that's blocking it. Something that you have to take care of before anything.
And what is a spend down limit?
How much is the most you'd have to pay per month?
Yeah.
That's a good question. It depends. It really depends on your income and your age and a bunch of other factors. You would have to call the spend down company to find out how much it would mean for you and if it's worth it for you.
And what is their number?
So I'm getting it for you. Hold on. Just give me 1 second. Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for the number.
855.
855.
600.
600.
4412.
4412?
Correct.
And I call them and tell them what? I don't want their services?
Call them and say, what's my spend down? How do I go about it? They're a spend down company. They know why you're calling. The only thing is they close at 3 o'clock. It's 3:06. I doubt they're going to answer the phone, but
okay. They
open tomorrow 9 a.m.
All right.
Okay.
Well, they'll call me tomorrow.
You'll call them tomorrow morning.
And say what?
And say, I want to take care of my spend down. How much do I owe per month?
Okay.
And then But listen, Michael, they could say, let's say $1,000 per month, right? And for you, that's not really feasible. It's not worth it for you. So you'll say, is there any way you can, I don't know, work something out that it could be, the price could be reduced or it could be waived? Is it based on my age? Or ask them if there's any way you could get a lower rate.
Okay, I'll do that.
You may as well find out. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Amazing. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.